listen to Valerie.
Thank you so much. And before we get to my question, I heartily endorse Tawny. You had recommended that I give her a call. I did. She was thorough. She was kind and really was on spot. So I really thank you, and I encourage your callers or your listeners to indeed call her. So,
thank you, ma'am. That's very kind of you.
Very good. Now, I have always had a tendency toward tendon laxity, and unfortunately was recently prescribed Levaquin, not knowing its propensity for causing tendon difficulty. So I not only have a lot of achy joints, shoulder, etc., but I've got water on the knee. And I'm wondering if there's anything you might suggest I do other than the DMSO at this point.
Okay, what have you been doing with the DMSO, ma'am? That's a good idea. I'm glad you know about it.
Putting it on the knee. I'm avoiding anything like ibuprofen, etc., because it causes extremity swelling, so I don't need any more of that. And I've been doing ice and heat alternating, and things are slightly getting better, but of course I'm impatient.
I would be too. I'm not blaming anybody for wanting to get over a problem, and none at all,
yes,
ma'am.
So I just was wondering if you might have some additional advice.
Well, yes, I do, ma'am. And that is, use the DMSO as you have been doing by itself. One of the rare professors at the University of Michigan, where I went to medical school, taught us that what DMSO does is it just opens the gates, as it were, so that damaged material inside the cell can come out easier and new material to repair things can get in easier. So you just rub that DMSO on as DMSO and let it soak in, and that's that. Now, at a different time of day, maybe at least a couple, 3 hours away, go back to the DMSO, but this time, get yourself a capsule of vitamin E, good old mixed tocopherols, they're called. I'm sure you know that. And you break a little hole in that capsule, and you smear the contents, which are oily, as you know, all over that knee, and make sure the knee is clean whenever you apply DMSO under any circumstances. But particularly in this circumstance, you wouldn't want any dirt on the knee to mess with the vitamin E. And so once you've got the vitamin E over the clean knee, then you rub in the DMSO again, ma'am, because what that DMSO does is it carries the vitamin E right on into the cells. And vitamin E is one of the main things that settles down inflammation. And it's one of the main things that never hurt anything either while it was settling down inflammation. So anyway, if you need more than one the contents, that is, of more than one vitamin E capsule to rub on the whole knee, that's fine, won't hurt anything. And you rub the DMSO after that. And then that's that for the vitamin E treatment getting inside the cells. Now, having said that, ma'am, that usually will accelerate healing. But there's another thing, and that is that levofloxacin's got fluoride in it. No kidding. They don't tell you. But part of the molecule is fluoride. And so it's a particularly nasty molecule. You've heard me carrying on about water fluoridation and how it's totally unnecessary. And the recent report in the AMA journal that it lowers IQ...
Babies born. Can't afford that.
Well, no, except in Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter back there. But anyway, how it lowers IQ in babies born to pregnant mommies who are drinking fluoridated water. We just really don't want all that fluoride. So what can one do? Well, it is possible to be screened to find out if you've got fluoride lingering in your system. And if you do... Why, there's molecules called iodine, and we wouldn't want to use it, but bromide will do the same thing. But you go look at your periodic table. You remember those from high school or college.
Right.
And the column that iodine is in, the iodine competes with all the other ones in that column. So if we've still got fluoride in our systems, why, we can help it to exit by using iodine. Not iodide now, but actually iodide would do it too. But I wouldn't do that till I tried the vitamin E, ma'am. And there's some other things a person can be screened for. Sometimes, I'm not kidding, sometimes a substance such as an antibiotic can be taken up and resides in the tissues practically forever. I am not kidding about practically forever. We worked one time with an 18-year-old, over 6 foot, young man who was on his way to the major leagues pitching baseballs, but he started passing out. He was still in the minor leagues. He started passing out. he started passing out on the baseball diamond, and nobody could figure out why. So his mom finally brought him over to Tahoma Clinic, and what was found is that he was hypersensitive to Valium, and he never took a Valium in his whole life. But when that was found, we are told by the son and the person doing the testing that mom turned white because she had taken Valium when she was pregnant with this kid.
Oh,
and remember, he's 18 years old now? Uh-huh. So what we did then is did some work against the Valium in this kid's system. And guess what? He quit having pass-out spells after three months of this work. It's easy work. Take this, take that. Do this, don't do that. And he went back to pitching baseballs, and I have no idea whether he really did make the major leagues, but his mom and he were convinced he was on his way there because he'd worked his way upward about halfway through the minors towards the majors. But what I'm using that for, ma'am, is an illustration of how long things can linger in the body, and we have to find out if they're still there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's certainly, I will never touch this stuff again. Obviously, I'm not interested in Levitin for anything unless it's, you know, life or death kind of thing. Well, I've got you on the phone. Since I've had multiple sprains of multiple parts of the body over the years, is there anything I can do for tendon laxity other than just exercise the heck out of myself?
Well, the exercise is the muscles, but as you know, tendons aren't built or rebuilt by exercise, they're just pulled on. So I wouldn't overdo the exercise. I'm not saying don't exercise, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
If something starts to ache, I'd quit right away. The other thing is to start working with things that can help tendons get stronger, ma'am. And one of those things, it's not the only thing, but check with the doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and they can guide you along the track here. One of those things happens to be good old collagen, the stuff that makes our skin thicker.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So where can we get collagen? Well, funny thing, but if you look for a Jell-O recipe, you can make your own Jell-O with collagen and get it in that way.
Good grief. What a good idea. What a good idea. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, and again, a shout-out to Tommy.
Okay, and thank you very much for that, ma'am, too.